You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Are you hungry?
And we've got Jason Hendricks with Everybody's Hungry. What's happening, Jason?
Good morning. Spence woke us right up with that one.
Well, I'll tell you, came right in. I loved it.
Today's Hungry segment, Hungry Man segment, is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry and the Coastal Specialty Products Cheese in a Glass series coming up.
Okay.
The upcoming installment of its unique educational cheese and beverage tasting experience is a tequila edition with today's guest, Montalvo Tequila, taking place at Barrel House 101 on June 26th. We're going to be learning all about tequila and cheese making process paired with four expert combinations. It's going to be a good time. You can find out more at ebhcheeseandtequila.eventbrite.com, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets at the end of the segment.
So okay, good deal. Now, you've got a guest.
I do, and you know, not everybody is hungry. Sometimes they're thirsty, and in preparation for this event, we're going to talk tequila. We want to bring in our special guest, Alex Vieco from Montalvo Tequila. He's the CEO, knows his stuff. So we're going to tune in and try to debunk a few myths about tequila as well. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you guys? Hi, Tom.
How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. Last time I saw you, I was sipping some tequila.
Yeah, I'd and love to give you guys some early morning tequila. I was going to start you off with a nice avocado smoothie, but...
They frown down on that in here if I'm drunk.
Spence had a glint in his eye and a frown on his face. You know, Tom, you let us right in. The first thing you said is you were sipping tequila. And
yes.
Alex, I know you are a big advocate on tasting tequila properly, so why don't you give us a few of the quick tips on that?
Well, to me, it's, you know, tequila's come such a long way, and I want to make sure that people get educated, educated on how tequila is produced.
And it is a fine spirit. I mean, it's
absolutely
not a party drink.
No, you know, it's not what we remember back in college or what our parents remember back in college. It's not just about doing shots. As a matter of fact, tequila's come such a long way that, for me, I'm a huge proponent of aerating tequila before you actually sip on it. And you should sip on a tequila because then you can pull out all the flavors just like you do with the fine wine. You wouldn't shoot a $250 bottle of wine. Why should you do that with
tequila? Exactly. And when we're comparing it with that fine wine, the aeration is really helping those organic compounds open up and some of that aroma and flavor component to shine through, correct?
Absolutely. And it's a double-edged sword because if you get your hands on a tequila that perhaps is chemically enhanced with some flavoring or things like that, it's really going to pull those out.
Sure.
So it's going to really separate the better tequilas from the ones that are just, you know, calibrated with different chemicals.
But using it as a fine beverage, we are also, as I mentioned, coming up this Wednesday, going to be pairing it with cheese. Most people don't think to pair tequila with food, but you're a big advocate of that, right? You're a proponent of putting it with a meal.
Absolutely. It's science. It's basic, you know, biology that, you know, our palate is a sensitive part of our makeup. And suddenly when you're drinking, you know, with the wine, the beautiful thing about wine is obviously that it's got its own complexities, but it also leaves a certain amount of residue because in your tongue and your palate because of the lower alcohol content. With a tequila, because of the higher alcohol content, you have a more astringent aspect to it. So it cleanses the palate, allowing you to really taste whether it's from desserts all the way through to an entree. It really opens up the flavor. So, you know, we did an event not long ago with oysters, and most people thought we were kind of crazy to even pair it with oysters. But what it really did is it really cleansed the palate in a way that the oyster, all the flavors and all the elements of what oysters made out of, from, you know, the salts, the you know, organic.
Because oysters are briny, huh?
Exactly.
Right.
And it brought out all those flavors more intensified.
Yeah, I remember that show. That was a really unique experience because as you went through, each oyster was distinct on its own. You know, there was no muddling of the different styles of oyster because of the tequila really providing that cleanse. But also, I think it highlighted and showcased some of those grassy and almost citrusy notes that you normally wouldn't get out of the oyster if you're just taking it straight.
Absolutely. And we're going to be doing the same thing, obviously, with the cheeses. You know, most people wouldn't even think of doing what we're about to do, which is the pairing with the cheese. Because you're thinking, wait a minute, it's counterintuitive.
And Sandy, not to let the cat out of the bag, but I'm going to do it. You're going to be there on Wednesday. Alex largely came up with this excellent starter for the event. We're going to do an cucumber margarita as the opening cocktail.
Cucumber jalapeno margarita.
And we're putting it with a beautiful triple cream soft cheese. Alex, you were really awakened to that pairing. That was something that we didn't know was going to be so good until we tried it.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's the beauty of, you know, pairing with food and different things, you know. And I've done a lot with even desserts. When you toy around with the reposados and the añejos and the desserts, you can really, I mean, it opens up the potential is endless.
Now, you don't actually put a whole jalapeno in there. I mean, you just infuse some of the flavors in there.
No, actually, I muddle jalapeno into the... So I got to tell you, it is quite possibly one of the most refreshing summer cocktails you can have. And we have them all available. All our recipes are available on our website at www.montavotequila.com, and go to our tab that says recipes and you can take a look at them, try them at home. I think you'll be blown away at how simple they are and how refreshing.
And Alex, I'm going to bring Tom in real quick because I want to talk about one more myth before we run out of time. And that, I think he was
kind of nodding over there.
I know. I think he may have some experience with this, and I could be wrong, but talk to us about the difference between tequila and mezcal, especially with the worm in it.
Oh, yeah. I've had the worm. Oh,
well,
yeah.
See, that goes back to our college days, right? That was when we lost the bet or won the bet and we got to eat the worm.
They're not the same product, right?
No, it's actually produced from a different type of an agave altogether. Most mezcals are not made from the blue. There is a trend that there is some that are made from the blue Weber agave. And they're called mezcal because they're not produced in the authorized regions of Mexico that are... If you get if you get a tequila that doesn't say 100% agave, you're getting what's called a mixed tequila. It's 51% agave, 49% grain sugars or anything.
And similar to champagne, it has to be made in tequila to be a tequila, right?
Exactly. If you get some of the other mixed stuff, guarantee yourself a hangover. So now let's go to mezcal. Mezcal, it's a different process. It's more of a roasted process that's roasted underground that allows more of a smoky flavors to come through. So the mezcals that most of us remember with the worm is, again, kind of like that very basic, toxic, in my opinion, type of drink that is just, you know, for college to get through and have a party with.
Sure.
But now when mezcals are now have come such a long way, you've got some amazing products out there.
But don't confuse the two different products. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hey, are you going to be talking about silver versus reposado versus añejo at this event on Wednesday?
Absolutely. We'll be pairing each and every one of them. We'll be pairing with a cocktail, with the plata, with the reposado and the añejo, so we could see how it all, you know, pairs.
It should be a nice evolution between those four stages because we're working our way up the ladder. So I'm pretty excited about this. And I know we're getting a little short, so we do want to give away that pair of tickets. Alex, I appreciate your time today. It's going to be an exciting event on Wednesday. He's been a great partner so far. Preliminary tasting we did this past week was outstanding. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, come on. How tough is that? Sit around there, taste good tequila, eat a little cheese. Oh, it's so hard.
It's a rough life,
you poor thing.
It's
you
a hard
guys. So the one question I want to ask Alex real quick, because you use an aerator, does that mean there's now tequila snobs also? Wine snobs?
There's tequila snobs are growing rapidly. I'm not going to tell you, most people that love wine, they start getting into the tequilas because you start really seeing the crossover in a huge way.
Very cool. Very cool. So, well, what a great guest. So you've got a pair of tickets right now for this event coming this Wednesday night,
correct?
That's correct.
It's 6 to 7:30 at Barrel House 101.
Right there in Ventura.
Everybody's Hungry, Coastal Specialty Products, and Montavo Tequila. We're going to be doing... four cheeses, four tequila-based beverages.
Okay.
The cocktail and the three base tequilas.
Okay.
Some accoutrements, smoked duck breast, and duck prosciutto. It's going to be a great time, and you're going to learn a lot.
Okay, so we're going to take caller number 10 on that one. In fact, Jason, you got to hit the phones for us here real quick.
650-1590.
Join us out there for this tequila and cheese event with Montavo Tequila. Great stuff. Excellent, excellent. Boy, Sandy, that was a fast first hour.
That was fast.
I mean, you know.
I learned a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. I love the stuff. We learned about the labels on the wine, and we learned about the grilling vegetables.
And now tequila. And I can't wait. So Wednesday, we are going to this event.
Cool. Of course. Cool. We'll be there.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.